Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. It's Sunday morning, Matzei, Parshas Bar, B'chukesai, Chof Gimel Iyar, Tavshin Pei Vav. I'd like to share with you what I shared with my Kehila in the Drasha yesterday, in Yana D'Yayma. The first thing we always point out, Parshas B'chukesai, is that we were Mekayim, one of the Takanos of Ezra HaSofer. The Gemara Megillah tells us that Ezra HaSofer was misaken to read the klalos of Parshas B'chukesai before Shavuos and the klalos of Parshas Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. Tichle Shana v'kil leiseha. Let the year end with all its klalos. It's all in the past. Tachel Shana b'chayseha. Shavuos. Ziyayim Adin on Peres Ha'ilon. A person is like a tree, and his actions are like fruits. So it's a Yom Adin, it's a Rosh Hashanah, that's a Torah for a different time. But we say before Shavuos, Tich Lashana V'kil Leiseha, and there's always a buffer week between B'chukaisai and Shavuos, Parshas Bamidbar, and the same thing between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. And even in times now, in our cycle of finishing the Torah every year, so it actually works out that Parshas B'chukesai and Parshas Kisavai are in the right weeks before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. However, even in places where they didn't have a annual cycle of the Torah, the Marava, they would finish the Torah every 3 years. So it's possible this week's Parshas HaShavua was or some random Parsha. And yet Ezra HaSofer was misaken, that they would still read the Teichacha, for example, like we read Parshas Shkalim and Zachar and Parah, we read it for the Maftir, even though it has nothing to do necessarily with the order of the Parshas HaShavua. The same thing, they would read the Teichacha before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah, no matter what, as the Takana of Ezra HaSofer. So even though it was our Parshas HaShavua yesterday, with it we were also Mekayim, this Takana of Ezra HaSofer. An interesting thing, before we get to what I really want to say, is that when you look in the Ramah, in Tav Chav Ches, he writes, V'chei ne'agin sh'lei likris echad b'shmoy lalois, that you don't call someone up by his name to get the aliyah of the Teichacha, elokairin misha yirtza, rather you call up whoever you want. Now, the Bir Halacha over here, the Mishabru, is very bothered by this Lashon, and it sounds like that you say, Yamoid Misha Yirtza, who should come, whoever wants to come should take the Aliyah. But says the Bir Halacha, it doesn't seem to me right to be Mechadish, something like this that doesn't have a reason, and there's Taka no Minig, Ein Nagin Kain. Rather, he says you should really speak to someone beforehand, and even if you have to pay him something, to give him some money, to get the Aliyah, and you call him up by his name. And he says that's really what the Ramah really means, even though it's not so clear, it's Dachuk in his Lashon, and even though the Machzah Shekel doesn't learn that way. But you have to understand that the Mishabura, if you look at the history of the Teichacha, the Mishabura was out for Kavod HaTorah. For example, in the Bir Halacha earlier, right before that, he talks about there were places that they didn't even read the Teichacha. That week there was no Kriyas HaTorah because, and he gives a mashal over there, you don't want to hear Musar and you think you close your eyes that it's not going to happen. If you don't read it, it's not going to be relevant to you. But the point was there was a big Bizayin HaTorah. They would call people up for the Aliyahs, the people wouldn't want to go. It was a terrible thing. Even in Shabura he says, if a person goes up for Kavod HaTorah, Shomer Mitzvah L'Yeda Davara, and the Mishabura himself makes a takana, it's not Lavdavka, his own takana, but he says that it should be the Balkaire should get the Aliyah, and even goes to no end to explain how if the Balkaire is a Kohen, how he's going to end up with the Aliyah, depending if B'chukaisai is by itself, or it's with Bahar B'chukaisai, how to divide up the Aliyah so the Kohen should get it. Why is he so insistent that it should be the Balkaire, even if he's a Kohen? Because the Mishabura wanted to be that there's a set thing, who gets it, so Pashut, Torah should not be B'bizoyin. But someone sent me a maramakam, a maridik maramakam in the Makar Chayim, and it seems that the minig was, there was a minig. The Mishabura, for whatever reason, didn't know, but there were places that had this minig to call up Yamaid Misha Yirtza. And if you look at the Makar Chaim in Hilchas Kriya Sefer Torah Simen Kuf Memvav, he says here, he brings from the Sefer HaChaim, from the brother of the Maral Miprag, that he says, Herich b'teichacha al hamoinim lalos l'sefer Torah b'parshas ha-teichacha, those who don't want to get an aliyah by the teichacha, v'yidei zeh nishar ha-sefer Torah psucha, the sefer Torah means remains open, v'shebekilas tuna verd, irakein she-sefer Torah muto pasuach zman rav, uva'isa shana nechrav, a terrible thing, because of the bizarre in the sefer Torah, v'sherabah chasin marash mi-ostra, Kashira Kacha Yarotz Vaila, when something happened, the Marash from Ostra, Shalom from Ostra, he would run up and get take the Aliyah. Vishamati Shikach Nagu Muflogim Gidoila Goine Poilin Lalis to take the Aliyah. Umihama Goy Mirinav Heschel, the Rebbe of Heschel took the Aliyah. Uminagenu, he says, Liachid Adam Shoila Tamid. We are Miyachid, a certain person who always gets the Aliyah, he brings in parentheses, the Maril. In Magensia, they would say the Shamish would get it, and since he's hired to get it, there's no Kpeda. So the Makar Chaim says, Makar Chaim is the Chavis Yar, who is the Rav in Worms, and he writes, and we'll get to Worms in a moment, he says that even though they were Miyachid someone to take the Aliyah, they would still say Mishi Yirtza. So when the Rama said Mishi Yirtza, and the Mishmur says, what kind of business is this? You should be Miyachid someone and call him up by his name. So the Makar Chaim saying is that there really was the minhag to be Miyachid someone, but still to say Mishi Yirtza. Now, he says, interesting thing. The person who got the Teichacha on Parshas B'chu Kaisai was Zoyche to an Aliyah on Shavuos. They paid him back. And the person who got the Teichacha on Kisavai will get an Aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. And if you look earlier in Mekar Chaim, in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, and he talks about the Chiyuvei Aliyahs, Chiyuvim Shenoagu B'kilos Kodesh Vermaiza, so he writes, there's the Rav, when he gets the aliyahs, there's the gatz, that's the gabbait staka, then there's the misha yirtza. What does it mean, the misha yirtza? Yom rishon the shavuos, yom rishon the rosh hashanah. This misha yirtza is the person who took the aliyah of the teicha that they said, yamay misha yirtza. Just a very interesting tidbit about the teichacha and that ramah. Now, today is Chaf Gimel Iyar. Chaf Gimel Iyar is a terrible tragedy for Klal Yisrael. We mentioned many times the days of Sfira are very contradictory in emotions. On one hand, Sfira is a time of excitement. We're counting towards Kabbalah HaTorah from the day we went free from Mitzrayim to the day we're going to get the Torah. That's really the whole Yisayid of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tavdu Nes Elokim Al Or Hazeh. And yet we know during Sfira Saimer is a time of Avelos for the tragedies that happened during this time period. The tragedies. And more so in the period we are now after Lag BaOmer, the Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi Yisrael Nechemiah brings from the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer says, that why is Lag BaOmer a day of Ksa Simcha? For those who finish the Avelus of Sfira then, so perhaps you could say this is why, but if you don't finish, like you do the second half, so what's Lag BaOmer? So the Chassam Sofer explains that the first 32 days of Svira Soimara, days of Din, once you get to Lag, the next 16 days, Mamtikim Esadin, the Dinim are sweetened a little bit more Rachmanis, and since that begins with Lag Boimer, with Lag Gimel, it's a day of Ksa Simcha. So on one hand, we're now in this period of Mamtikim Esadin, of sweetness, it's a little bit less of a severe time of Din for Klal Yisrael, and yet we know, and anyone who has followed my shiurim, and if you have my sefer, of course, 33 days towards Shavuos, where we talk about this barichus, this is the time period in Tatnu in 1096, during the Crusades, that it intensified. And Ches Iyar began the Crusades, coming to the city of Spire, as I bring down there, based on the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, and then today, Chaf Gimel Iyar, 1096 is 930 years ago today, as it says in the Kina, Kalver Maiza B'chuna U'v'chura, Go'inei Eretz, Nikiyei Tahara, Pamayim kitchu shem amyuchad b'mayra. Twice they were mekadesh shem shamayim. The first time be'esrim u'shloisha b'chayder ziv l'tahara. Today chaf gimel ir, the 930th yard site of that day. And then again, uvachaydish ashlichi b'kriyas ha'al l'shayra, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan next Sunday was the second time. And it continues, v'ladire kal magensya adura. These are the cities we're talking about over here. The Marilla Magensia, the Chavis Yor in Worms, of course, year later in time. The 1200s was the Maril and the Chavis Yor in the 1600s, late 1600s. But these are the cities of Shum, Vachidish Hashlishi, Bashlishi, and Gimel Sivan. So on one hand, it's Maptik and Esadin, and yet there's an intensity of Tzoris, an intensity of Avelus that these cities have. And we know the famous Taz, we've said many times, the Taz who references the Yoitzrus that they used to say during the Yimei HaSvira that he writes are written like kinais. Written like kinais, I bring it down in a footnote here. The Yoitzrus and Piyutim written like kinais. They talk about these tragedies. And he says that even if you finish the Avelus of Sviras Oimer by Lag BaOimer, still the minig in Klal Yisrael was not to have chasanas. At least it happened later in history, not in Worms itself. In these places, they did have chasanas, but until Chav Gimel, until Rosh Chodesh Siv, until this Tkufa. But the Taz says in Poland and those places, the minig was not to have any chasanas after Lag BaOimer, no matter what, because of the tragedies that happened Tatnu. Which is why we say Avarachamim every week during the Yemei HaSvira. Even if there's a bris, like we had in our show last week, a bris, even Shabbos Mavarchim. Iyar, this coming week, Shabbos Mavarchim, we'll say Avarachamim. There were Kehilites in Poland that they didn't say, they only said Avarachamim during Svira, and Ger was like that. Only after the war, Reb Shimon Hildesheim told me that Imre Emes was Misakein to say it every Shabbos, but they only said it during Svira. So we have this a lot of contradictory emotions. How are we supposed to view it? How are we supposed to view these tragedies as a preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah? So I came across Hilikim Ina Liyadi, a series of articles that's brought down in the Kaimitz Vamorim V'Igrais from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damai, and it was written in the periodical called Der Yid, or Der Yud, was called, which was part of Agudas Shloim Me'amuni Yisrael B'Poilin, the forerunner of Agudas Yisrael, that he wrote in Tofresh Pei Beis in 1922, and he wrote in three different parts. And he says as follows. Rabbi Chanan says, we know that Klal Yisrael is a nation that defies all odds and all nature. Klal Yisrael, Bechurbanai, sent throughout the world, being hounded, and yet we still exist. There is no other nation in the world who has gone through what we've gone through and still exists, and much less, and has not existed anymore. Dar haylech v'darba v'aretz layla maimades, say Chazal, Malchus haylechas u'malchus ba, kingdoms come and go, gzeira haylechas gzeiris ba, u'mischadeshas asayne Yisrael, Baritz loyla my medes. Gzeiras happen to Klal Yisrael Rachmana Litzlan, but Yisrael loyla maimdim. Klal Yisrael is here, and this is based on the Havtacha that we learned in the Teichacha yesterday. Vav Gamzois b'yois ameritzivam le'masim le'galtim. I will never be so disgusted lechaloisam lahafer brisi itam ani Hashem le'keicham. Rabbi Chanan says a meridika thing. Rabbi Chanan says you have to know that even for this Havtacha of Nes, we still need Klal Yisrael's intervention to activate the Nes. Nisim need Klal Yisrael to make them happen. He gives an example. Kriyas Yamsuf. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us with an unbelievable miracle. But it required Nachshon Ben Aminadov to jump into the Yam, ad savor until his neck, Midrashim say, until over his nose almost, he was about to die. Bo Maima Nofesh. Gans Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash. Bo Maima Nofesh, and then it split. Why was it necessary? If Hashem's splitting it anyways, why does he have to make it that they have to go in? Teretz is the Klal Yisrael has to show bitachin. Klal Yisrael has to show mesiras nefesh. Klal Yisrael has to show that they're willing to be mekadesh shem shamayim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform the nes. So even though there's a haftacha, a very big chiddush of Elchanan here, there's no haftacha by Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a haftacha of Avkam Zayis B'yis Meretz Eveim. However, Klai Yisrael needs to activate it. Now, what's going to happen, Chas V'Shalom, if we don't? What would happen by Kriyas Yamsuf? Hashem has a plan B, he'll figure it out. But if we really want that haftacha to work in its fullest, and the Nes to be in its fullest, Klai Yisrael has to be involved. So says Rabbi Elchanan, what is the biggest danger to Klal Yisrael? He says as follows. He says there's two types of dangers. There's dangers from the Raidfim. There's dangers from the enemies. There's dangers from the Sainim that want to come and kill us. And he says, I want to tell you that danger is not something that we're worried about, that Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael will be fully destroyed. Mina avar shalonu anu yoidim. He says, from the past we know. Remember, Chanan wrote this. It's not what he said. It's what he wrote. Ki yoredifus nege Yehudim mibachutz mi'olam lehivus hakana l'kla Yisrael. The external, the goyim chasing us to kill us, never really was a sakana against the entirety of Kla Yisrael. Bitur klal is a klal. Because im yavo yisav elamachane achas viko v'yamachane anisha l'pleita, Kodesh Baruch Hu has set it up that whatever happens in one place, there's always going to be Anishar Lepleita, Klal Yisrael throughout our galus, are spread all over, and if Chas V'Shalom, one Esav comes to one half, he can never destroy the wall of Klal Yisrael. And listen to the words of Rabbi Elchanan. Masois Hatzlav, that's the crusades that we're talking about. V'Inquisition, and the Inquisition, Asher Gar Mula Meis Alfei Karbonis, it caused hundreds of thousands of karbonos, loichislu es Kla Yisrael. It did not destroy Kla Yisrael. Teira golsa mimakam lamakam. The Teira continues to go from place to place. But listen to these words, aval hadam hakadosh shenishbach, that holy blood that was spilled. Shimesh kemelet shechizik es ameinu lanetzach. It's actually our shield. That's mechazik os lanetzach. That Kiddush Hashem, that Dam Kodesh and Ishbach, that nothing could be move it mim kaimai. Kol haruche shebo'ilam. Listen, he says weiter. Mina koichai sheheim hizrimu banu. Those koichas that they've injected in us. Anu yoingim v'chayim ad etzem hayim azeh. We are still living off those koichas. It's become the part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael. Al zechusam anu nishonim. We are living and relying and leaning on their zechus. 930 years ago today in the city of Worms. And in Spire earlier, and in next week again in Worms, and next week again in Spire, V'chulu V'goymer, as it continued. Those were the cities of Shum, but it continued. That Dam HaKadosh became a part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael. Ad HaYoyim HaZeh, says Rabbi Elchanan. V'ruim HaDvar L'misha Amram. His blood was spilled. This was 1922. 19 years later, he became one of those that we are now, Nishon al Zechusai. His Dam HaKadosh is a part of our DNA. And Chazal tells us, Rashi Melachim, it says over there by Klal Yisrael, Michayu, who was saying a Nevuah, first he said, all of Klal Yisrael is going to be defeated in the war against Aram, and the Melech Yisrael is going to be killed. And the second time he said, only the Melech Yisrael, Rashi says, what happened to Klal Yisrael? So he had been hit, Michayu, and a drop of blood had come out. That tipas dom was mechapra al kol Yisrael, says Rashi. Dr. Abelchana Michal Shekein, kashem edumar b'kidoishim atzmam, asher zochu shahoidois l'mesiras nafsham, niskadishim shamayim l'doire doireis. Sometimes we wonder, avarachamim, tatnu, it's so long ago, what do we have to do with it? Which is what I try to bring out with my sefer. But Abelchana is saying, we're living off that. Our existence today is from the Kiddush Hashem. That they were Moser Nafsham. And every, you see, after every tragedy, says Rabbi Elchanan, after the Crusades, after the Inquisition, there was always a renaissance of Torah, after Tachvitat, a renaissance of Torah. Where does that come from? The descendants of that, those people, where does it come from? It comes from that Kiddush Hashem. and we continue to live off it. The Torah that we're learning today is from that Kiddush Hashem, but it's more than that. Rabbi Chanan says, Hizrimu banu, it's a part of us. It's a part of us. That sakana, avada, it's a terrible gzeira. But that never, those type of gezeiras were never a sakana for the all of Klal Yisrael. Adirabba, the Kiddush Em Shemayim, gave a kiyum to Klal Yisrael. It's a merit to Gazach, Rabbi Chanan saying. Their killings, their murders, and I show in the Sefer, they murdered themselves many times, so as not to fall into the hands of the Crusades. That Kiddush Em Shemayim, is what we live off today. That Kiddush Em Shemayim is not a danger to the all of Klal Yisrael, it actually gives a kiyum to the all of Klal Yisrael. So what's the danger, says Rabbi Chanan? What's the danger that we have to invoke and activate Vafkam Zoyis B'yoyis Ameritz Eveyem? Says Rabbi Chanan, the sakana is not from those who want to kill us. It's from those who want to make us stray from the Torah. Many times, he says, they actually come internally from Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't make a difference. The Eitzahara has so many shluchim to try to get us to stray from Ashkofas HaTorah, from Taharas HaTorah, from Limur HaTorah. So what do we do to fight against them? How do we do it? In Rabbi Chanan, in his times, there was the Haskalah and all the isms, the communism, socialism, all these things were pulling people away, Klal Yisrael away from Torah. It was a terrible thing. And he talks about it in a different place. Maybe it's here, I don't remember. He talks about in those days the newspapers were doing it. That was their social media of being melagleg on Torah, being melagleg on Gedolei Yisrael. Just has a new form. We have the same things today. Baruch Hashem, we have a renaissance of Torah today. But yet, the distractions of Torah, it may not be pulling us away, hopefully, in the same way, from Torah, from the emes of Torah, from the kedushas haTorah, but from limud haTorah, the yegiyas haTorah, kavod haTorah. There are so many things that have crept in to who we are as a Klal Yisrael, and challenge that, and taka, bring Klal Yisrael to dangerous points because of that. Says Rabbi Chanan, Ezu kli zayin tzrichimonu la'afel neged bal dover kazeh. What do you do? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Barasi etzahara, Barasi loy Torah tavlin. Torah itself is how you fight against them. More limud haTorah, more yegiyas haTorah, more kavod haTorah. Is it any pella that all of a sudden the Gedolim unfortunately have to leave Eretz Yisrael because of the gezeiros there to come around to the world and the kavod haTorah that's shown to them? It seems there's a necessity to kavod haTorah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is making this happen. Why? Because we have to strengthen Torah. That's the only way to fight against it. We have to strengthen our concentration in Torah. Zehu haneshek hayechidi negdoi, limud haTorah. All the sibos, the chalamachlois, hapoikdos is anu. All the tzaras we have, says Rabbi Chanan, is one, bitul Talmud Torah. And therefore we have to be mechazik. Bitul Torah shel tinai kesut zeirim. Bitul Torah shel balibatim. Bitul Torah shel tofsi haTorah. Everyone is affected by it. And we have the same thing, the distractions we have, we finally sit down to learn. And there's distractions, we can't concentrate, there's a buzz and a beep. Vani Baroisham, I have the same nishaynus as everybody else. It's not an easy thing. The amount of Torah that there is in the world, amount of people learning Torah, it's unprecedented. But do you think the Yetzirah is going to let it go? He has ways to get in, he has ways to get us in. If we're not going to leave the Bis Medrash, he's going to come into the Bis Medrash. He's going to come into our minds, he's going to come into our homes. It's not pashut. For that, says Rabbi Chanan, we need to be mechazik our Torah. And if we do that, then we could activate the havtocha v'af gam zois b'yoysa meritzeveyam l'mastim l'galtim l'chaloysam l'ofer b'risi itam. We don't want it. It should just be the Rachbana Litzlan HaKadosh Baruch who's just making sure a Klai Yisrael exists. We want Klai Yisrael to flourish. We want that havtocha to be in its fullest, that nes to be in its fullest. Dr. Bachanan, how do we do that? Limud haTorah, Yegiyas haTorah, thinking about Torah, Avartin Torah. When we're lying somewhere, we have a safer, not a phone. When we go to a chasana, we have a safer, not a phone. When we go anywhere, we should have a var to say. not a phone, not a distraction. Because that's what the Yetzer Hara wants. Limud HaTorah is the only way to fight against this Yetzer Hara. And that now, when we put this all together, and we think about the tkufa that we're in, the tkufa we're commemorating, the Crusades, the terrible tsaras that have happened. We have to remember, this is how we approach the Yoim of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Sakana, Rabbi Hanan said, from those Crusades, from those Tkufas of Vada, were misabel on them. But we have to see the Kiddushim Shemayim in them. We have to understand that Torah and Klal Yisrael are not weakened by that Kiddushim Shemayim, they're strengthened by the Kiddushim Shemayim. We are here today, living off all that Kiddushim Shemayim, of all of those Karbonas of my entire book, plus more. We're living off of that. What was Rabbi Hanan's words? Unbelievable words. Anu yoinkim v'chayim ad etzim hayim hazeh al schusa manu nishanim. And what would he say now after the 6 million, after the Holocaust, after the Karbonis in Eretz Yisrael? We're living on their schusim. They give us the strength to be able to stand up and be the Klal Yisrael we are. But who is a Klal Yisrael? It's not enough, the Kiddushim Shamayim. For that, we come to a Kabbalah HaTorah, to accept the Torah in ourselves. How are we going to learn better? What are our goals in our limud? We want to know Shas, we want to know a Masechta. We want to learn interrupted. We want to get to the Tifkait of a Sugya. We want to know Halacha. What are we doing with it? The only way to fight the internal Yetzahara that creeps in is through Kabbalah HaTorah, to stand on the shoulders of those who are Mekadeshem Shamayim, that came before us, and their blood is streaming through our veins. What is this Lashon? Min HaKoich HaShem Izrimu Banu. They injected those Koiches. Anu Yankim, we're still living off them. Recognize, we're living on the Kiddushim Shamayim of the past. Klal Yisrael, the amount that we have today, our success, is because of all of those Kiddush, those who are Mekadesh, Shem Shamayim, Hashem Yikoyim Damam. Well, what are we doing with it? That's what Kabbalah HaTorah is for now. Now that you know where you're coming from, now what are you going to do? Be Mechazik in your Limud, in understanding a Rashi, a Taisvis, a Gemara, a Chumash, whatever it is. There's so much Torah out there today, available to everyone. No one has any excuses. But whenever there's so much Kedusha, the Yetzer Hara is going to come connect it and try to figure out ways to dilute it and to minimize it. He's not going to let it go by. And our job is to be Mechazik, come to a Kabbalah HaTorah, recognizing on whose shoulders do we stand, whose blood do we have in our veins, coursing through our body, giving us that strength, giving us that Kedusha, giving us that Tahara. And Bez Hashem, if we're able to come to that, number one, those who are Mekadeshem Shemayim Mestama don't need a Ili Neshama. They're in the highest level, as the Rebbe Chanan said, Shein Kol Ber Yechol Lama B'chitosam. Aber L'maisa, it won't be for naught, Chas V'Shalom. We will continue to draw on those Koiches. The Koiches of Rebbe Chanan himself, Hashem Yikoyim Damai. I stood there where he was killed 3 times. I was Eichet to be in that Makam Kaddish, in the 7th fort, outside of Kovna, where Rebbe Chanan was killed. We should be Zeichet. Take that to heart. And as we approach Kabbalah HaTorah, to be Kabbalah the Torah, Kabbalah Chizik in Torah, one Kabbalah, to be Mechazik in our Limud. And with that, we will have truly learned the lessons of Sfiras HaOmer, where on one side we commemorate tragedies, on the other side we're looking forward to Kabbalah HaTorah as they fuse together to become who we are as a Klal Yisrael. Kol Tov, everyone.